Colchester awarded city status by the Queen. Essex now has three cities. Once the capital of Roman Britain, Colchester has been officially considered a town since the Industrial Revolution, but in the past week has been promoted to a city thanks to the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It became the county's third city after Chelmsford and, more recently, Southend, at the fifth time of bidding for change. But what does becoming a city actually mean? Officially, city status in the UK is granted by the monarch on the advice of MPs. According to the House of Commons, library cities used to be defined as settlements with a cathedral, but this has been a requirement since the late 1800s. Similarly, it can be associated with having a university or a large population, but these are not mandatory for the status to be granted. Instead, city status is a broader recognition of the growth or prestige of a town. City status does not mean a local authority receives any special rights, such as more funding or tax breaks. It also does not mean a town's local authority will become more powerful. According to the Insight article, a city council could be a parish, district or unitary authority. So a new Colchester City Council will operate underneath Essex County Council in a two-tier system. So what was the case for Colchester? The town was the capital of Roman Britain and the country's first ever city. Its 2,000-year-old history will be a major part of its bid, with the area being home to ancient monuments such as the Roman Circus, the only known of its kind in the UK. Colchester historian Andrew Phillips said the Roman city continued into medieval times, and during the Industrial Revolution, it was always in the top 12 towns in terms of wealth and population in Britain. Furthermore, the town is home to one of the University of Essex's campuses, a hallmark of a would-be city, although the university also has campuses in Southend and Loughton.